This is Earth and Sky. On the scale of atoms and molecules, scientists are building machines that are hard to imagine, but that can be described as soft.
That's according to Richard Jones, a professor of physics at the University of Sheffield in Great Britain. Jones works with chemists who develop materials using nanotechnology, the science of the very small.
And the aim of this really is to try and think of some way of copying nature in the sense that we want to make a device that will convert chemical energy to mechanical energy directly. So we put in a fuel and we'll be able to exert a force just by exploiting the fact that the molecule would change shape.
In other words, this is much the way a leaf on a plant works. It takes sunlight and converts it to chemical energy that the plant uses to grow. Jones told us that scientists are engineering nano-sized materials modeled from nature.
Our muscles work because we've got tiny little motors that are really molecular in size. And it's because rather than having a piston where you've got something hard that's being forced out of a cylinder, it's actually the molecule itself that changes shape. The molecule that forms the motor is a soft molecule, a soft machine.
That's our show. If you have questions or comments on nanotechnology, come to our website, earthsky.org. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.